Masechet Nazir, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Ha'ish Madir es Bno Benazir, Ve'ein Ha'isha Madiris es Bno Benazir. A man can make a neder making his son into another, but a woman cannot make a neder making her son into another. As there is a halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that if a father says that my son should be another, the son becomes another, and it is usher for the kid to drink wine and be metame l'Mesim, and the father would bring the karbanos for the son when he completes the nazirus, and if the son becomes tame, the father would also bring the karbanos tumah. Now the father can only make his son into another while the son is still a katan. Once the son becomes a gadol, the father no longer has the schus to make his son into another. Ketzad, what would be a case that the father does not have the power to make his kid into another? Gilach osha gechu kroiva, micha osha michu kroiva. If after the father makes a neder making his kid into another, the kid cuts his hair, or the kroivim of the kid cut the kid's hair, or the kid protests that he does not want to be another, or the kroivim of the kid protests that they do not want the kid to be another. In these cases, the kid would not be another, as the father does not have the right to make his kid into another against the kid's will or against the kroivim's will. Now, this is only if they protest right away, but if the kid starts being noig di in his ears, and only afterward the kroivim or the kid himself protests, it is too late, and the kid has to be mashlim his nazirus. Haisalo behema mufureshes. If the father had set aside korbanos to be used for when the kid is mashlim the nazirus, and the kroivim or the kid protests, and therefore the kid would not be another, so what does he do with these korbanos that he set aside? Hachatas tamas. The korban that he set aside for chatas has to die, and that is the din of a chatas shemesu balav. We lock the chatas into a room until it dies. So here that the kid does not have to be noig in the zeros, it is kilu mesu balav, and therefore the chatas is tamas. Va'ola tikrav ola, the korban that he set aside for an ola should be brought as an ola's nedava. Va'hashlamim yikravu shlamim v'nechalim liyom echad ve'enan tunin lacha. The shlamim that he set aside should be brought as a shami nedava and can be eaten for only one day and one night, like the din of a shami nazir, since he originally set it aside for a shami nazir, even though a regular shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and one night, and it does not require bread, even though a shami nazir requires a bread. Here that the kid is not actually a nazir, you bring the shlamim without bread. Hayu lo mos tumim. If he set aside money to be used for korbanos, it did not specify which part of the money should go for which korban. Yiplu linedava. If the korban or the kid protests that the money is not going to be used toward the korbanos of another, the money should be used for olos nedava. This is olos kayit hamizbeach, olos that are used when the mizbeach is idle. Mos mifurashim. If he set aside mos and specify which part of the mos should go for which korban, the mechatas yochu liyam hamelech lo nenin velo marla. The money that is set aside for a chatas has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech, as the din of a chatas shemesu ba'alel has to die, and here the Tmei chatas would have to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. Lo nenin velo marlim, and nobody is allowed to benefit from this money, but if they do benefit from the money, they do not have to bring a korban me'ila, since the money is not going to be used towards a korban. It doesn't have a din of kadshe Hashem, and therefore there is no korban me'ila. The money that is set aside for an ola should be used to buy an ola with it, and if somebody benefits from the money, he has to bring a korban me'ila. Since the money is going to be used towards a korban, it has a din of kachi Hashem, and you have to bring a korban me'ila. The mei shlamim yaviu shlamim, the nechalim liyom echad ve'enan tunin lechem. The money that was set aside to be used for a shlamim should be bought with this money, and that shlamim can be eaten for only one day and one night, like the din of a shami nazir, but bread is not brought with the shlamim. Mesechet Nazir, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ish megaleach anezirus aviv, ve'ein ha'isha megalachat anezirus aviv. A man who is another could sometimes buy the korbanos that he will bring when he completes his nazirus from money that his father had set aside towards the korbanos that the father was going to bring when the father completes his nazirus. But a woman could never use the money that her father has set aside towards the father's nazirus. Ketzad, what would be a case? Misha haya aviv nazir behifrish mos tumim al nazirasu v'meis. Somebody whose father was a nazir, and the father had set aside money to be used for the korbanos of the father's nazirus, and the father died before he had a chance to specify which part of the money would go for which korban. Va'amar, and the son said after the father's death, Hareini Nazar al-Manasha agalach al-Moz Abba, that the son will be another on condition that he could be Megaleach on the money of his father, meaning that he will use the money that the father set aside towards his own korbanos. Amar Rabbi Yosei, Hari Elu Yiplu L'Nedava, Einze Megaleach HaNaziris Abba. Rabbi Yosei says in such a case that the son only became another after the father's death, the most thumim that the father set aside should be used for Olos Nedava. The son cannot use the money towards his own Naziris. Ezeu Shemegaleach HaNaziris Aviv. What would be a case that the son could use the money that the father had set aside? Misha Hayahu V'Aviv Nazirim. Behifrish Aviv Mos Stumim V'Naziraso V'Meis. Zeu Shemegaleach HaNaziris Aviv. If both the son and the father were Nazirim, and the father set aside money to be used towards the korbanos of the father's Naziris, and then the father died before he could use them, in such a case, the son could use the money that the father set aside for his own Naziris, as this is the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that a son is allowed to use the money that his father set aside, in this case, where both the son and the father were Nazirim before the father's death. But if the son only became another after the father's death, the son would not be allowed to use that money. And the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai also tells us only a son could use the money of his father's Naziris, but a daughter could never use this money towards her Naziris, even if there are no sons and the daughter is Yorish, the father. Even so, the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai says that the daughter cannot use this money.